You're listening to Peter Donegan. It is the 23rd of August.
What?
Yes. Oh, God, it's also 7:45. I should have been home for my dinner ages ago. I actually should have been. Wow. Okay. So, but look, the reason for this podcast is because dogs bark in the background, don't mind it. I essentially this week got to build a garden for an amazing client. I got to build an amazing garden. I've built many of them. I am amazing. That's not, no, okay, sense of humor. But the reason why I record my voice to explain, to say, to show, to speak about it is because if you look at the blog post to go with this audio, the backdrop is the amazing island of Ireland's Eye. Backdrop is Ireland's Eye. Can you imagine opening your curtains every single morning and seeing that? Fair point. Okay, take a look at the blog, you'll understand. You'll understand what I'm talking about. It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. And I'll put up a link for the photographs of when I was on Ireland's Eye, and that'll give you a better insight into it because the garden group went there. All that aside, the point is, as a garden designer, garden builder, garden maker, creator, whatever you want to call it, how do I create a garden that doesn't interfere with that view? Because essentially the only way to not interfere with a view that you can't change. You can't change unless you tint all the windows from the inside. The only way not to interfere with that is to create the most boring garden you've ever seen in your life. Daniel O'Donnell on vinyl on the wrong speed. Slow. I'd love to do an impression of that, but I couldn't be bothered. But you get where I'm coming from. I'll say the opposite. It would have been so easy to get this project wrong and by a million miles. The easier option would have been to paint Ireland's Eye the colour of the sky. And for me to build a Peter Donegan memorial garden, essentially. But that's not what I did. I think the alternative is the route that I and client chose, which was to work closely together. It's not necessary to work hand by hand or side by side with your client. But I think there was a willingness for me to really try and personalize this garden for Áine and Dermot. And I think when I can easily see what the future holds for a garden, when I can extremely easily foresee in my mind that if we put that to the left or that plant to the right in 5 years time, in 3 years time, in 2 years time, but that's what I'm paid for. That's why people employ me or hire me or work with me. And I think in this one we got it right, because what we did between Monday and Friday, myself and George, what we did was we created an almost complete garden. Planting was in, pebble was down, you know, it was just almost there, but not. And there was a reason and method in my madness, because what I wanted to do was leave client in what they will inherit well after I'm gone. And after I'm gone, they own it. This is theirs. They have to live in it. They have to live in it. But what I try and do, or what one should really do, or essentially get, is the point where that all of the interior design is done, but where do you put the picture of your mother-in-law? Where do you put that ornament, that picture that your child drew for you? Where do you, you know, and that decision is the client's. They can also be those little things. They are also little things that can really destroy. Small as it sounds and as fickle as it might sound, they can not so much destroy, but interfere is that with the creation that has been made. Something that you have invested money into. And that's why we left at 95% complete. Now, it was also Friday evening. I had to go home, you know. I mean, look, it's, you know, 10 to 8 and I'm still talking gardens for... So half 6 this morning. It's a long day. But that can only be achieved by working alongside somebody. And this morning, I arrived up to Howth. Chock Dermot Agasanya, North County Dublin. Been ager. And Dermot had a list of things for me. That some were queries, some were questions, some were suggestions, some were what ifs, what nots. But the opening statement was, we love the garden. I met Anya sometime after lunch. We had a cup of coffee together. There was a smile from ear to ear. We had ice cream on Friday. When the sun came out, thank God. But I got to make... I smiled. When I stood back on Friday evening, we were walking at the door, I was smiling from ear to ear. My client was smiling from ear to ear. They spent a weekend in the garden. They smiled from ear to ear. We've a tweak and a plant and a hither, ditter and a stone and an edge and a bit and a bob. Essentially, a day's work for two odd men. I don't mean two odd men. Two men. We essentially have that left. And we have, I would suggest, completed the client's perfect garden. Or the perfect garden for the perfect client. We have, based on their brief budget. I mean, essentially, I suppose, look, there are gardens that people have turned around and said, look, there's €100, €1,000, €1,000,000, etc. And they've allowed me to create. They've allowed me to make the... You know, that's their bit to work with me. They don't need to, but when you look at the garden, it's a back garden, it's not a front garden, it's not what the neighbours will see. And you've got three walls surrounding. In other words, you can, theoretically, you can do whatever you like. Theoretically, you can. Obviously, don't all the time. Yes, we do have some oddball requests, but most of them are genuinely just, I want something that's mine and a place called home. And to those words, there are many gardens that I have seen and made as per client's request, where the seating area, be it stone or timber or otherwise, is amazing. The child's area, the children's area is amazing. That tree is beautiful, but you're looking at individual aspects of... But this one is very much, as I like to call it, it's very much the beautiful home, rather than I love your house and I love your lamp and I love your sofa and I love your kitchen and I love that within the kitchen. It's not a lot of individuals combined. It's a setting. It's the entire setting. It really, really is. I'd love to do video of this one. I really, really would love to do a video of this, but to be honest with you, and I spoke about it with Anya and Dermot, and I think the reason I was asked to work on this apart from my dashing good looks and my superb personality and all of those things, I'm sure you're fully aware of them. But I think the reason I was asked. No, I think there. I think there's just, we've created one of those. It's a one of them, it's a gem. The view is one of them, it's a gem. I've no problem putting the photograph of the view up at the back line of the garden to give you an understanding of. But I think the suggestion is that if I did have an interior designer into my home, would I like to see my interior replicated everywhere? And the answer is no. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. It's pointless paying. You should just go to the interweb and just copy it and replicate it elsewhere. What's the point in that? There's nothing unique about that. But on this garden, you must understand, like, I handpicked every single plant. Loved it. Love every second of it. Really do. Guy who grew plants under his bed gets to go shopping for plants. It's the ultimate. You get to come back, place them in the ground, rearrange them, chop and change, fix, tweak, bit to the left, prune, clip. Wow. So, no. I might put up one or two photographs in some time to come of there's a part half made. I think for the moment, the point is not to showcase how amazing I am. It's not that. I think the answer is we've just had completed a nice journey with amazing people where the end result has been a smile and happiness at the dash. I am essentially extremely grateful to the people who stood, worked, had patience with me, had patience because I could see potentially into the horticultural future, whatever you want to call it, but worked and stood by my side and trusted me with their piece of ground in the great outdoors. And I'm extremely grateful for that. I really, really, really am. There's a quote in one of these books that I have in here somewhere. Oh God, I can't remember whether it's the one by H.H. Thomas or C. Lucas or Marjorie Fish, I think it may be. And the quote is always that one should remember that gardens are essentially for people and not plants. And I think I know that I have created a garden for two genuinely amazing people. Happy Monday, folks. Take care. Slán agus beannacht. As always, yeah, this photograph, I know from the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, it's the 23rd of August, if you're looking for it on the blog. I've yet to choose a title on it. But, yeah. Take care. Blog.donaghanlandscape.com. Oh, sorry, yeah, that's important too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.